Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
Casey Canton, good morning, you're on the air.
Hey, man, I've got a 2010 F-150 with 105,000 miles, and I was in a wreck a couple of weeks ago. Guy rear-ended me, so they had to replace the, you know, bumper, tailgate, repaint one side of the bed and one of the cab corners. I mean, what was it worth before and what's it worth after? I've heard you talk about, you know, Carfax and they're worth less.
On this truck, so what was the body shop bill, 2000?
No, it was about five.
Insurance pay it?
Yes.
So it's going to show up accident history. Was the car towed from the accident?
No.
Because that hurts it worse when the report says towed from the scene.
Mine was drivable fine. It totaled his F-150 that hit me.
Well, you're talking about diminished value, and
right.
It's funny, we have a whole project on that. If you go to wreckcheck.com, I don't know if it's open yet, but we're fixing to get into the diminished value business. And okay. We have a whole deal on that I think we're going to make a lot of money on.
Really?
Yeah, because we're going to finally put people like him in tune with their insurance carrier and get them to where he doesn't have to fight real hard to get paid on the diminished value. So if the truck was worth 12 grand before,
right.
Now it's worth 9.
Maybe 8 or 9.
With a bad Carfax. So the $3,000 difference, he loses.
Yeah.
Why? Why did he get paid for that?
Because it's okay.
Because the insurance companies have been skating it for years and it's fixing to change.
Oh, okay.
So that's your answer. I think it's worth 9 to 10, and before it's worth 12 to 13.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. And on the luxury cars, it's worse, JD. It's about 20 to 25%.
But that's diminished value. You've been in an accident. The vehicle is worth less.
After it's fixed.
Okay.
So your asset, you had a $50,000 car.
Right, okay.
It was in a wreck. Okay. Now it's got a bad Carfax. Now sure. It's worth 40.
40.
So it's fixed. It drives. Everything's great. The insurance paid for the repair, but you lost $10,000 worth of value in the marketplace. That's what the marketplace does to it.
Okay.
And you got to prove that. It's hard.
Okay. So the insurance company needs to pay more than just fixing it.
So you're about to go take on the insurance companies.
I'm part of a deal that is working on a yes.
Okay, all right.
Yep, diminished value.
It makes sense.
Hey, let me ask you another question. Mm-hmm. Totally unrelated. Do you have life insurance?
No.
Okay, I just wondered.
Why?
I just wondered.
Oh, wow. It's like, just, and JD does carry a gun, so it's kind of weird.
No, he thinks I'm going to stroke out.
No, I don't. Okay. I just think that you get a lot of people angry at you.
Oh.
See, right there, JD, they would kick you off a plane for that.
I think they would. You know, well, I think they should.
I'm telling you.
Why are you threatening
him? I'm not. That product is not mine.
I didn't threaten him. I asked a question.
All right.
And why don't you have it? Furthermore, why don't you have life insurance?
I need some.
Really?
I've got a bunch of kids.
You got to, man.
I mean, you fly around, you drive around.
Kyle, good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, I got a 2015 EcoDiesel, and I heard you earlier saying that those resale values are not that good. Is that what you said?
Unfortunately, I did say that. And I have tried. I have bought
these. Why is that?
I don't know. I mean, you drive one. What are you coming up with? What's the mileage on them?
I'll be honest. I have a two-wheel drive only.
Mm-hmm.
I get around 27 miles to a gallon.
That's great.
Oh, I love it.
What do you think about the performance of it?
Well, I don't tow a lot. I just haul a little bit in the back of the bed. So I don't. I need a bed, but I don't need a...
But what's it drive like? Does it drive sluggish, or does it run like a gas truck?
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's smoother than my Hemi.
Is it a Laramie Limited, or a Laramie, or a Bighorn, or
it's
what?
Just a Laramie. Okay. Just a Laramie.
No sunroof, right? Most of these... They
oh, yeah. You know, it has sunroof, and then I have the cargo management even on it. It's a rare bird.
So there's two sales recently. One in February, one in March. And here's the swing on these things. One brought 28.5 with 6,000 miles, and then one brought 37 with 3,000 miles.
Oh, ho, ho.
And what that tells you is that there's an adjustment in these things. They're iffy. That's what I'm saying. They're all over the damn board. Nobody knows what they're
worth.
Nobody
knows.
So
fluctuates.
Your truck's probably worth 30 grand.
Okay.
Is my guess on a Laramie 15. Would I give 30 grand for it? Yes. I mean, it doesn't even sound like you want to sell it. You were just wondering.
But, no, I don't want to sell it. I wouldn't sell it.
What city are you in?
What do y'all know about that manufacturer, that engine? Whoever manufactured, what do y'all know about
that? I forgot. I knew and I forgot. It's not a Zuzu. Is it Mercedes? I forgot who did.
It's an Italian company, from my understanding.
Okay.
The same one. I've been told it's the same one that built the Fiat.
They should have gone with the Cummins. Nissan got the Cummins engine that was supposed to go in that truck.
Correct.
And that brand name's hard to beat. Where? What city are you in?
I'm in Katy, Texas.
Cool. How do we sound in Katy, Texas? Because does the station come in clean in Katy, Texas? Or
no.
Is it? No.
No.
So how did you find us?
Oh, I listen to you all the time.
Okay. Well, thanks.
On the internet or on the radio?
We're on the internet.
Internet. Okay. Okay.
We're fixing to be on another station in Houston, Texas, I do believe, that covers Houston real well. And I'll let y'all know in 2 weeks. 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO.
Is that the Italian motor?
Okay. My name's John Clay Wolf. I buy cars on the air. His name's J.D. Ryan.
Hello.
Your co-host,
Bobo.
All those crazy voices.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
That funny
He's
shtick.
He's the man.
It's Bobo. Michael Turley puts the whole deal together. He's the producer. And this is our show that we've been doing. You know, it'll be 10 years in June.
That's unbelievable. I can't believe I've been here five.
It started, we were talking about business a minute ago. Bob remembers when I bought that damn dealership in Vernon, Texas.
Yeah.
And we were doing the same thing with Dodges and Fords and Chevys.
My.
Out of a little nothing two-horse store.
Yeah.
And trying to turn it into a volume machine. And we did.
I think you did that.
Well, yeah. But you took it to radio at some point.
Well, I took it to radio because I was hurt. I had a motorcycle wreck.
Oh, that's wrong.
And I was in a wheelchair. And I was trying to figure out what the hell I was going to do because business was poor and I needed to get the dealership up.
Uh-huh.
So I got on the radio in Wichita Falls and it'll be 10 years in June.
Wow.
On the Outlaw.
Outlaw.
And then we were doing a daily show because I was trying to get my radio chops down so I could figure out how to be a radio personality.
Right.
And that's where I met Bobo. He tripped across us, or you tell him. He tripped across
us.
Yeah,
no, I heard you. I heard replays on a Sunday on your little AM station out there.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately tried to find out who's doing this. Where's that show originate? I couldn't imagine it was coming from Vernon, Texas, USA.
Right.
Right? And finally, some of your people got in touch with you and got in touch with me and said, well, come on up and, you know.
My co-host was off.
Yeah, that's
for
right.
A week,
and Cletus.
Bob came and sat
Bobo
in for
in,
him,
and, the rest
and that's
is
how we met.
Radio magic.
And then he came to work at the store, and we taught him to sell trucks. Tried like hell.
Well, that was tough. You are a tough coach, too.
Am I?
Yeah, but you never really hacked me off, though. But everybody around me was hacked off. You'd leave there. I don't know why you let him talk to you that way. I'm like, well, this is like second grade for me. I don't know anything, but I am very good on the telephone.
I agree.
You know, Jeffrey was asking if I know the business. I mean, listen, I can sell you on the phone, brother. I'll send it to you. I my deal, JD, was we had internet feelers all out there, and guys would call in,
right.
Email in. I'd get in touch with them and send a guy out with their truck to Amarillo and bring their trade in back. And, you know, we did a dozen of those.
So that's where all the sight unseen started coming from.
Okay, makes sense.
And then when I sold the dealership, I'm like, let's take this piece of it and start a new company. And that's what this is.
Gotcha.
It's been
and
10 years
exploding.
In the making.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years in the making. It was not an overnight deal. But it's fun. And getting on the air with you guys on Saturday morning has been a blast.
It is fun.
Because it's a relief. This is what I look forward to.
Right.
I mean, we really don't talk cars much.
Not much. No.
Jeff, from a listener point of view, do you like it when we talk cars more or do you like the shtick more?
I like the shtick.
That's what everybody tells us. That's why we just skip the...
Hey, don't be looking at my shtick.
When I'm listening to the podcast replays and we get into cars, I skip it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I jump through it because I don't want to hear it. Because I hear that all day, every day.
Yeah, that's all you ever do, yeah.
I like the BS.
That's part of the show. It is informative, though. People have told me that. Well, I did not know that, you know.
We've got a... Good morning, Keith. You're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi, Keith.
I'm still buying vehicles from that little dealership up there in Vernon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. I guess, I don't know, I started when you were there, and we're still, I bought a couple of four-door Jeeps, and my brother's bought some, Dooley Crew Cab, just all kinds of stuff. But I'm just glad that you're on the air here in Wichita Falls again.
Oh, we're glad to be back, and thanks for calling in. It's funny, when we built that dealership, that .com model up, and when the guys that bought it, they expanded it. They just kept kept growing. I mean, that thing got up to like 350 cars a month. It's doing
well,
good.
I've always heard that it does pretty good. So you started a monster up there.
Now you What was your relationship to the radio up there? Because I remember Keith Dyer. I remember you. Were you? I saw you in the studio, didn't I?
I do the gospel show on Sunday nights on 94.9 The Outlaw.
There we go.
That used to be on KLUR.
That's right. How about Bobo? That's a voice you hadn't heard in a while, probably.
That's where Keith and I met, right?
That's exactly right, guys.
Dearly
beloved. Can you give us a little preaching? I mean, it is Saturday, and we've been talking about some ugly things. You might need to throw a little bless on us and straighten us out.
Lord, bless these guys. They're doing the best they can.
That's not a good prayer.
We need more than that, Keith. Come on, lay it on us.
I'm glad to see JD is on the air with y'all. I used to listen to him all the time down in the big city. So yeah, we're glad y'all are here.
Well, thank you, Keith. Thanks for calling in.
Prayers for heathens.
Prayers for heathens. Prayers for heathens.
Amen, brother.
Annette Barclay, where are you calling from, lady?
I'm calling from Beaumont, Texas.
Beaumont, Texas.
Beam out.
The Golden Triangle.
God's country.
Yep, that's right.
You've got an 09 Avalon with 94. Does it have a sunroof or navigation or leather?
It has leather. It has the sunroof. And I don't think it has the navigation, though.
On the back of the trunk, does it say XLS or XL or limited? Do you remember?
I think so.
All of them.
I know it's limited, but I forgot what it says on the back.
Think it's a limited version?
It is a limited version because it has the leather with the wood grain trimming inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That being said, what color is it?
Maroon.
I'm an $8,500 buyer. Maybe nine.
What I'm trying to find out from you, I don't really want to sell it. I love my car, and it runs great because I can go all the way to Dallas, make a gas, and still have some.
Right.
And my engine runs real good because it's real quiet. I got out to go to church one day, and I was in a hurry. And they came and got me while I was in church, and they said, you left your car running. And I didn't realize it was still running.
Well, what do you need from me?
Quiet.
Keys?
Because the engine's real quiet.
Okay, but you said you needed something from me.
What I'm trying to find out is I like this model, Avalon.
Hmm?
I'm looking for... I'm not right now, but I will be looking for a later model. I don't like the newer versions because they're too small inside.
Well, here's what I've got on line two. I see a man sitting here with a 2015 same car that he wants to sell. Why don't I just put y'all together?
What year did they stop this model?
I have no idea. I think 10. It's an 09. That body style is what she's saying. Yeah. She wants to find one. Hey, Annette, go to givemethevin.com, click email JCW, and write me what you want me to help you with, and I'll help you after the show.
Okay.
Thanks.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response, were you even close to anything
that could
be considered a rational thought?
Don't listen to him, Annette.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Don't listen to him, Annette. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Bobo, I need a better blessing than what Keith delivered. Can you put one together?
He's very Protestant, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, we've got a minister. He's always in the back there. Where's that minister?
Where's our minister? Let's go out with a prayer.
Somebody in here needs the Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Somebody in here needs the power of the light.
Oh, bring it, Lord. Come on now.
When I woke up this morning,
feel the power.
I dreamed of a pack of wild hounds.
You did not dream of wild hounds.
I said when I woke up this morning, I had been dreaming of a pack of wild hounds.
Wild hounds. Oh, Lordy.
The kind of wild dogs.
Bring it now.
They wear no collar.
Don't get no collar.
Had no shots in 6 to 9 months.
No shots, Lord.
The kind of dogs that carry disease.
Oh, Lord, right out the Bible.
They do more than bite your ass, praise God.
More to that, so Lord.
These lowly dogs.
Can you feel the power?
out in the world.
In the evil world.
The Apostle Paul said to Timothy and the Ephesians more than four times, be separate from the world, or the dogs of hell will bite your ass.
That's not the Bible.
But you can't be afraid in your life, brothers and sisters. You can't be afraid of the dog.
Perfect love casts out fear, Lord.
You must use the talent you good Lord gave you to whistle.
Yeah, bring it to me.
Whistle at the dog.
Whistle at the dog.
You can whistle while you run. You can reel it in with a rod and reel.
Lord, what, buddy? I believe you lost track.
Despair not.
I don't get it now.
The dogs will not bite.
You've lost the congregation.
If you whistle in the name of the Lord.
I believe
and we'll be back with Mo, John Clay Wolf.
Are you smoking dope?
Praise God.
Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
We've got another Prince story, but we're going to save it for next week. It's a good one.
Really?
Wallace Edwards has a whole nother deal about Elvis and Prince. It's wild.
Did not know there was a correlation.
We actually told the story 5 years ago, but it is definitely evergreen.
Wallace knew about it.
There's a tie between Prince and Elvis.
Stephen Cash.
Yes, sir.
15 Avalon XL to the E. Is it a hybrid or a regular?
It's a regular.
And it is, what color is it?
It's white, gray leather.
Will you cut his mic? Does it have navigation, sunroof, all the goodies?
It does, yes, sir.
Okay. Big miles, though, for the year, 54. With those miles, I'm a 17 grand buyer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Does that work?
Yes, sir, it does. Thank you very much.
Did you get it bid anywhere else?
I have not. No,
okay, okay. Go to givemethevin.com. It's got to have a clean Carfax there, but go to givemethevin.com, put the VIN in, push the miles, say, Wolf, hit me for 17 on the air, and I'll sell it. And what's next?
Okay.
And we'll get right on it. Thank you. 800-800-RADIO, 800-800-7234. Ronnie, 13 Mercedes C250 with 29. Good morning.
Good morning.
And if anybody else wants to get their car bid, now's the time. We're on the last 7 minutes of the show, so call in now. 800-800-RADIO, 800-800-7234. A C250 with 29. What color is it?
It's a blue. It's like kind of like a metallic blue.
Okay. Not light blue? Not dark blue?
No, it's a dark. It's kind of like a dark blue, yeah.
Okay.
It's a dark blue color.
Yeah. Navigation, sunroof, leather.
It has a sunroof and like with the standard interior.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the real leather.
Leatherette.
Tan colored.
Mm-hmm.
Tan colored interior with the like the dark wood paneling.
Mm-hmm. The blue slows me down a little bit. It's got a clean Carfax. I'm a 19 grand buyer.
Okay. All right.
On a 13 C250 with 29 in leatherette and a sunroof in blue. I'm a 19 grand check writer. I might go to 20, but I need to see pictures of it.
No, 19.
What's your payoff, 100?
Okay. The payoff?
Yeah.
Like 24, actually.
Yeah. Ugh. Okay. Well, that's the money. I'm sitting here looking at a whole slew of them, and they're all bringing 20 grand, and they're all white and black, and the blue's going to slow this car down a little bit. Did you say yes on the navigation or no?
The blue actually looks a lot better than the white and black, I think. But
let me see the pictures.
I guess that's
maybe
a preference thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, I just buy and sell the market. If the blue isn't what I'm thinking, then it'll get my thinking up to 20. But if 20 won't work, then it doesn't matter because I cannot go over 20.
How do I send you pictures?
Go to givemethevin.com, put the VIN number in, and then it asks for photo one, photo two, and if you just take them with your phone and you load them off your phone, it'll go right to our website. It's like an app that you don't have to download.
All right.
800-800-7234-800-800.
Or send a Sazy to John Clay Wolf, care of givemethevin.com.
What's a Sazy?
Do you remember that? Self-addressed stamped envelope?
Oh, wow. God.
What was a PBS kids show where they said, send a Sazy? We'll send you back your electric company sticker.
That's been a while.
You guys
were you a member of the record club?
Columbia Record Club?
Yeah.
God, yes.
Was that a good deal?
My mom wanted to kill me. I thought it was all right. 11 records or tapes for a penny?
Yeah, that was the deal.
And you only have to buy 8 more at like double prices.
Oh, were they too high?
It evens out.
Yeah. Hey,
when you're 12, what would you want more than like 12 of your favorite albums for a penny?
800-800 radio member. We're running out of time. 08 Lexus GS350. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from?
Houston.
Houston. 350, two-wheel drive, GS, sedan, leather roof nav?
No nav.
What color?
Leather, sunroof, charcoal gray with black interior.
Oh, baby.
Propeller
70,
rudder.
70, 70, 70, on an 08 with 70, on an 08 with 70, on an 08 with 70. I'm a 12 grand buyer. 12.5, maybe 13.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Does that work?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Because the miles are under 80. When it goes to 80, I'm 10. It's a different animal.
Okay.
You got to keep the miles low. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, load it up.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the videos of people just driving into moving water this week and then floating away? I mean, they're just like, really?
Smart.
You know what I begin to think, though? People that are doing that, I think they were like behind in their payments, mm-hmm. and they're just using the flood as a reason to get their car repoed. Or what do you think?
It's Jewish friction.
I don't know about that. I don't know what that's called.
Where a match meets insurance papers.
I'm just saying. You got a flood and you got people that there's videotape. The news channels are out videotaping. This person just drives right into the water and goes blub, 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 blub.
We're out of time, but since Bobbo is in here with his guitar, I thought it'd be fun to go out with a Bobbo song because he's a damn good singer.
Yeah, he is.
And he's a crucial part of our show, so that's what we're going to do. Remember, all day long we're buying cars at Give Me the VIN, the VIN. Have your VIN number ready. GiveMeTheVIN.com, and we will buy it. We'll send people to pick it up. We do what we say. We say what we do, and we're on it. We will see you next Saturday, 9 o'clock, same time, same place.
8 a.m.
Down in Jamaica, they got lots of pretty women. Steal your money, then they break your heart. Lonesome Sue, she's in love with old Sam. Taken from the fire into the frying pan. On and on, he just keeps on trying. And he smiles when it feels like crying. On and on, on and on, on and on. Well, the first time is last time you ever feel so bad. If you know it, show it. Hold on tight. Let us say good. There's your note, John.
That's my Bee Gees.
Shriek, Maurice.
Good day, but good day, sell it. $16,000. Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps this little show up. Y'all move right over, buy you some Bobbos, or go back down the lane and buy you whatever you want.